A federal agency says Walmart discriminated against a lesbian employee who sought health coverage for her ailing wife and has ordered a just resolution for violating her civil rights. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission ordered the retail giant to work with Jacqueline Coate of New Bedford, Massachusetts, who hopes the determination will help her pay off $100,000 in medical bills. In a January 29th EEOC ruling obtained Wednesday by the Associated Press, the agency said Coate was treated differently and denied benefits because of her sex. Coate tried to enroll her partner in Walmart's health plan repeatedly starting in 2008, but coverage was denied and the company didn't provide it until 2014. In 2012, Coate's wife, Diana Smithson, was diagnosed with cancer. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based company said it expanded its policy in 2014 to include same-sex couples. While we disagree with the finding of reasonable cause, we have notified the EEOC of our willingness to meet with them and Ms. Coate to discuss resolving the matter, spokesman Randy Hargrove said. Coate, 52, and Smithson, 63, met while working at a Walmart store in Augusta, Maine in 1999. They moved to Massachusetts, where they continued to work for Walmart and where they married in May 2004, just days after the state legalized same-sex marriage. Smithson quit in 2007 to take care of Coate's elderly mother. That prompted Coate to try to add Smithson to her health plan the following year. Coate said she tried to enroll online, but the system wouldn't let her proceed when she indicated her spouse was a woman. When she sought an official explanation, she was told that same-sex spouses were not covered. Each year thereafter, she tried and failed to enroll Smithson, including in 2012, when Smithson was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I was shocked, said Coate, who was working in the company's East Falmouth, Massachusetts store at the time. She said her colleagues in every Walmart store she had worked in have been supportive of the couple. In 2013, Coate reached out to gay and lesbian advocates and defenders, which filed a charge of discrimination with the EEOC the following year. If she was a woman married to a man, she would have been given spousal health benefits, said Allison Wright, an attorney with GLAAD who was representing Coate. Wright said the next step will be attempting settlement negotiations with Walmart. We're estimating up to about $100,000 worth of medical expenses and other damages because of Walmart's discriminatory denial, she said. Coate said the couple paid out of pocket for Smithson's medical expenses in 2012 when Smithson lost her private health coverage and up until January 1, 2014, when Walmart's expanded policy took effect. The couple has an inordinate amount of bills, said Coate, who now works in Walmart's Swansea, Massachusetts store as an office associate. Smithson was in remission for 18 months but resumed chemotherapy treatments last month. I'm not only doing this for me, Coate said. I'm doing this for other gay and lesbian couples that have been discriminated against as well. This article posted by Amy Anthony for the Associated Press in Boston.